The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, welcome to tax season 2023. It's actually underway now. You can go ahead and begin filing your taxes. The IRS is going to be very busy in the months ahead. Joining us right now to talk more about this tax season getting underway, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, the W-2 form should be going out very soon, receiving it either in the mail or through email from your boss, and then you can start filing a tax. Yesterday, the IRS began accepting 2022 tax year returns. If you file electronically, you can expect to get your refund back in about 21 days. File by paper, and it could take months. That's part of what led to last year's backlog of millions of tax returns. The IRS is still trying to catch up with that massive backlog.
And yet you have a Congress that is, at least the Republican representatives newly elected, say that they want to cut back on the IRS. They want to shrink the IRS, essentially.
Exactly, yeah. That's going to be one of the big debates here in the next few years. But suffice it to say that at this point, the IRS has an extra like $8 billion to spend over the next 10 years, partly for increased staffing to ensure that more of the returns are audited. As it stands, less than 1% of personal tax returns the 1040s that we're all filing as individuals are audited. So it's a very small percentage. The IRS and others suspect that a lot of either fraud is being committed or a lot of mistakes are being made in people's tax returns.
One thing that we're hearing is that returns may be smaller this year or may not even occur. You may end up owing money where you usually get money back.
Yeah, and part of that is the pandemic. Obviously, people were getting $1,400 stimulus checks in 2021. That was the third of those stimulus checks. It didn't happen last year, and so you won't have that benefit there potentially. The child tax credit has changed somewhat, and also charitable contributions have changed, or the deduction that you can take for those contributions. So keep those in mind, because without those things, you may end up owing taxes whereas before you might have gotten a refund or perhaps come out with a zero balance.
Most of us are used to working in an environment where our taxes are deducted from our paycheck, but there's this emerging gig economy where people are essentially working for themselves as their own contractors, even if it's just delivering groceries or fast food to people. If the taxes aren't taken out, that can cause trouble, can't it?
Well, yeah, and exactly, and especially if as part of that arrangement, as part of your gig services, you're taking payment by Venmo or by PayPal, there are new tax implications related to that. They may not take effect before this tax season, but they will take effect at some point in 2023. So that's another wrinkle to the gig economy, that it depends upon how you accept payment from your customers as to how much tax might be taken out.
Yeah, if you're filing your taxes, you got to check and recheck and make sure you're doing it right so you don't end up owing. All right. Well, happy taxes. Jim, thanks so much for your reporting. Appreciate it always.
Thanks, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.